Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're live. MGM National Harbor, Tap Sports Bar. If you're looking for a place to watch games, come through. We're going to be hanging. Then Grant and Danny start after us.
Yeah.
Toby's already here. I've not seen Danny yet, but I imagine he'll get here soon.
Yep.
Got hoops on. Bama and Robert Morris is tipped off. Bama's got a 5-2 lead. I assume that's Bama in white, right, B?
Gotta be.
But it's weird when the other team's wearing red and it's Bama.
Yeah.
One of the dumbest questions I've heard was Mitch Tischler ordered one of those gigantic towers of beer.
Yeah.
And Jeff was like, man, do you think you could drink all that? The answer is yes.
He put one little hand on it. It looks like it's a small.
I ordered chicken nuggets and I'm okay
how
with
many,
that.
How many ounces is that?
Looks like 100 ounces.
100 ounces. Yeah, I've seen Mitch drink that much.
100 ounces quickly. Is what, 8 beers?
Right? Yeah,
right?
Basically.
Roughly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, he's got it. Also pretty disappointed that you ordered boneless wings, man.
I ordered chicken nuggets. You can keep calling them boneless wings.
How do you feel about that?
Weird. Y'all friends, you know. You do weird stuff.
You're friends?
Yeah. What?
Damn. B just
yeah,
said
that was
later.
The shade right there.
I'm saying you get chicken nuggets and he gets small burgers.
Yeah. Dog, a cheeseburger is different.
I don't split my steak with people when we go out to nice restaurants.
I love splitting a good steak.
And I like
to split a steak tonight, B?
No, you just cut that hamburger in half trying to get somebody to have it.
No, that's for me. I prefer to eat my burgers cut in half.
You also cut the crust off your PB&Js?
I don't mind it. I don't do it. I do it for my daughter.
Of course.
Weirdo.
All right, we're off and running with this NCAA tournament. In about 10 minutes, we're going to open these phone lines up, 800-636-1067. It is Ask B. Mitch Anything. If you want to ask me something, I know people were saying that earlier, you can ask me something too.
Yeah.
What's the first NCAA tournament you remember, B?
Oh, Lord.
Like a player or like for me, the first one I really remember.
I can't remember, but that's so long.
The first one I really remember was God, I'm blanking on his name. White kid at Duke that's from here. Danny Ferry.
All right.
Was, I think, Duke lost to Kansas. Was that the 89 Kansas team was Danny Manning? Right? I think that's the first one
I think that is
remember.
That team.
And which is tough because I was, especially as a young boy, I lived in D.C. and then I lived in North Carolina. And that's when those Georgetown and Carolina teams were great. And MJ and Ewing. I just don't remember any of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the first one I remember, I think, is Duke-Kansas. Danny Manning and Danny Ferry. You don't remember your first one?
Nah, bro.
Like,
it's been so long ago, JP.
What's your – is there one March Madness moment you remember most? Not maybe the first, but like a buzzer beater that stuck with you or
that Christian Leighton shot, but I know you wouldn't like that one.
Nah.
That sticks with me the whole time.
Dude, the pass
to
on that
throw
play.
That length of the court then – him to turn around and just drop that thing, you know, that was spectacular.
That was spectacular.
That was kind of like Jaden scrambling around and hitting Noah Brown.
Landfill wants to know, did they even have the NCAA tournament when you were a kid?
I knew he was going to say something crazy. Landfill, yes, they had it.
I remember one.
The NCAA has been around for, 100 years or so, or maybe more?
Now, they used to only have, like, 8 teams in it, though.
It wasn't a lot of teams at first when I first started watching.
I mean, I knew they had colleges around when you were a kid. I just didn't know that they had college basketball.
One college they did not have until the mid-2000s was Baylor.
Left out of us, like, laughing at your joke, but that's funny as hell, though. He said, I knew they had colleges. Oh, man.
Dr. James Naismith Mitchell.
Yeah, we went to school together.
I remember this one very well. So this was 2016, I think, when Carolina hit what seemed like a buzzer beater to win. And then the Villanova kid, Chris Jenkins, who I think went to Gonzaga, hit it at the very end.
I remember that one.
Bro, I remember because Shelby.
He didn't look like a basketball player.
Nah.
He looked like he kind of looked like an out of shape football player.
He kind of looked like Jeff, honestly.
But dude, he can shoot though, now.
But dude, so Shelby, this was April of 16. She was born August of 15. So she's what, 9 months old? And I remember she was always a really good sleeper, but she couldn't sleep that night. So I was holding her in her room trying to rock her to sleep, and I had headphones
in. You almost dropped the baby.
Dude, I'm rocking her, trying to get her to sleep. And when Carolina scored, I was, like, prepared for that, so I kind of kept my rocking motion going. But when that Villanova kid hit the shot, I was like, ah! And I'm like, I didn't drop her. She never left my arm. But it was like a
you dicey. You woke her up?
Yeah, no. She
kept sleep?
But she wasn't. She was like that half asleep anyway. So it didn't help, but it didn't slow us down. Landfill, do you love college basketball so much. Is there a NCAA tournament moment that you remember most of all?
Unfortunately, it's the Terps winning.
Yeah, buddy.
Unfortunately?
I remember that one very well. Why is that unfortunate?
Oh, it was
outside of just being a hater.
Yeah, I'm a hater. That's it.
That tracks, honestly. That all adds.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's up? White Brian, what is it for you? Because that Auburn loss to UVA must have really been difficult.
Yeah, I don't like to remember that one, but I was in the building for Dunk City's upset of Georgetown, so that was pretty cool.
That's cool. Where was that? Why were you in the building?
Wells Fargo Center.
Where's that?
In Philly.
Philly? Oh, okay. That was not cool for the Hoyas, the Hoya fans that may be listening, but Dunk City was a wagon, dude. That team was good. Chris, you got a favorite NCAA tournament memory or just a most memorable one?
Yeah, I remember the Leitner shot and the Weber timeout, but I think my favorite for, like, overall was probably that year Carmelo took Syracuse to the finals.
Yeah. That was a year after
that
Maryland.
That was just such an amazing run to watch. I think they were a fifth seed take over the tournament. Everyone knew Carmelo Anthony's name after that tournament. It was so cool.
Hakeem Warwick was on that team. That was a good team. Who didn't they have a white boy point guard? That wasn't Dusseldorf or whatever, was it? He was years later, I think.
At this point, I don't even remember most of the rest of it. I just remember Carmelo just taking over.
What's yours, Jeffrey?
Heavy metal, kind of, we on the same page. That was the first time, like, my uncle really, like, sat me down, was like, yo, we're going to watch this from start to finish, games, all that. Melo was hot, you know.
Jerry McNamara was the white dude I was thinking of.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah.
I remember
it was just a crazy time, and that was like the real spark of March Madness for me.
So you didn't really remember the Terps run then, the year before?
No, I wasn't.
You were too young?
It's just when I was younger.
What year were you born?
94.
So you would have been 8? Yeah.
And my focus primarily when I was younger was on football. Like
pro wrestling?
Wrestling kind of got ruined for me. And that, like, it hurt my heart around that time. So, like.
Wrestling did?
Yes.
Why?
When it went from WWF to WWE, that's when I found out that it was, like, fake, and that was like at the peak, and it really crushed me. So I just diverted all my attention.
You never thought, like, you hit a dude in the head, he don't really bleed, and he showed up the next day, and he had no bump on his head, that wasn't fake.
Coming of age story for Jeff Walker. How wrestling broke his heart. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. You get to ask us questions. Maybe tell us your most memorable NCAA tournament.
Yeah, that would be good.
All right. Phone lines are open.
I'll give it up to ask B-Mitch anything for tell us your best moment today.
B-Mitch says he's giving it up. Next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.